Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue which needs to be threshed out regarding jihad is that we must also analyze that the nature of jihad, which is mentioned in the Old Testament, has to be ascertained absolutely in the right of the Quran, so that we can safely say that jihad also was carried out in the times of the previous prophets. Of course, we have to be convinced of the nature, and we have to be aware what its nature was. Now, since the Torah, we know, was revealed to the Prophet Moses, and after him we know that it has underwent a series of interpolations, and in spite of that, it still contains a lot which relates to the Word of God. It contains a lot of truth. However, to ascertain this truth, we must interpret each and every word of the Torah in the light of the final testament, which is the Quran. So therefore, we must analyze jihad, which is mentioned in the Old Testament, in the light of the jihad, which is mentioned in the Quran. Now, if we study the Quran, as I've mentioned elsewhere several times, that the Quran contains two forms of jihad. It describes two types of jihad primarily. One of these jihad is absolutely specific to the messengers of God, in which the Almighty punishes people who deliberately deny the truth. This punishment is either through cyclones, through natural calamities, once the companions and the Prophet himself is sifted out from his homeland. And the other is that once the companion migrates with his companions to a place where he is granted political authority, he delivers this punishment through his companions by their swords on the disbelievers. So this is a general practice of the Almighty, which we can find, which was in vogue in the times of the messengers of God. And this can be called one specific form of jihad. And the other form of jihad, which relates to the Sharia, of course, is the one which is carried out against oppression, persecution, and injustice. Now, if we study the Bible, specifically the Old Testament, we study this Old Testament in the light of the Quran, we find that this first mentioned jihad is found very specifically in the Bible. And of course, as I said, in this form of jihad, it is the Almighty who conducts this jihad through his messengers, and these messengers and their companions then punish people who deliberately deny the truth. Now, in this particular form of jihad, there is one specification which exists and which we can find in the Quran also. People who subscribe to monotheism, who are primarily monotheists, they are not totally destroyed and annihilated. They are made subservient to the believers. On the other hand, people who do not primarily subscribe to monotheism, they are polytheists, they are idolaters, they are put to death. Now, if we make this distinction, if we understand the distinction in the Quran, we'll find this distinction also exists in the Old Testament. It also exists in the Torah. We find that people in those times whom the Israelites attacked, there were two types of people. One of them, they were spared their lives, of course, and the other ones were absolutely destroyed. Now, if we study this thing in the light of the Quran, we'll come to realize, and we have to make this deduction, that the ones who were destroyed were actually the ones who had subscribed to polytheism, and in spite of the fact that they were convinced that polytheism was an erroneous practice, they still subscribed to it. And the people who were spared were the ones who primarily were monotheists. They subscribed to monotheism, and in spite of that, they were convinced that they were wrong, but they did not mend their ways. So we can make this distinction. If we make this distinction in the Quran, we'll find that this distinction also exists in the Torah separately. So therefore, people who were destroyed because of their polytheistic practices are mentioned separately, and people who were not destroyed because they were primarily monotheists, as we shall make this distinction, they are mentioned separately in the Torah. The first of them are mentioned here. So therefore, we can say that this particular jihad was against the polytheists who were destroyed because of their polytheism, even after they were convinced of this, that they are wrong. This is mentioned in Deuteronomy. I'll read out the verses to you. It's chapter number 7, verses from the 1st to 5th. It says, the passage says, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess, and drives out before you many nations, the Hittites, the Girgashites, Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations larger and stronger than you. And when the Lord your God has delivered them over to you, and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them totally." We must note these words. You must destroy them totally. "Make no treaty with them, and show no mercy. Do not give your daughters to their sons, or take their daughters for your sons. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. And the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you. This is what you are to do with them. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut their Asherah poles, and burn their idols in the fire." So this is the jihad which was carried out by Moses and the Israelites against people who were polytheists, and they were, as the verse specifically says, that they were totally destroyed. They were totally routed because of their polytheism. On the other hand, nations who did not ascribe to polytheism, as I said before, they were primarily monotheists, they were spared. And their directive is mentioned in the following verses. Again, this is the same book, Deuteronomy, chapter number 20, verses 10 to 15. The passage reads, "When you march up to attack a city, make its people an offer of peace. If they accept and open their gates, all the people in it shall be subject to forced labor and shall work for you. If they refuse to make peace and they engage you in battle, lay siege to that city. When the Lord your God delivers it into your hand, put to the sword all the men in it. And as for the women and children, the livestock and everything else in the city, you make take these as plunder for yourselves. And you make use the plunder the Lord your God gives you from your enemies. This is how you are to treat all the cities that are at a distance from you and do not belong to the nations nearby." So if we study these two passages in the light of the Quran, we can be absolutely certain that these two types of jihad which the Bible describes, again, were found in the Quran. And if we interpret these verses in the light of the Quran, we can safely say that this jihad or this divine practice according to which the Almighty punishes people who deliberately deny the truth also is described and found in the Old Testament, with this distinction that polytheist nations are destroyed once the truth is communicated to them in its ultimate form and they are left with no excuse to deny it. And people who subscribe to monotheism, who are primarily monotheists, they are spared their lives if they agree to live in subservience to the believers. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ